This is Ted Kennedy. Congress is back in session today, and that means I'll have to fend off more of Senator Al Simpson's cockamamie legislative ideas. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, the best thing that can be said about the election year session of Congress that starts today is this: the sooner it's over, the better. You need a strong stomach to watch sausage and legislation being made. And that's especially true of legislation in this election year. I hear your right-wing drum beating already, Al. Or is that just the sound of you licking your chops as you get ready to slash more social programs for the truly needy and ship more U.S. military aid to the only people you think are needy, the Contras in Nicaragua? It won't work, Al. 1988 could be Simpson's last stand. The sun is setting on all those right-wing ideas that haven't worked and that have created so much misery. Would you really want Pat Robertson for president, Al?
The sun is already set, Ted. It dropped like a rock in the west on all of those expensive liberal plans of yours, ideas that have run this nation right to the brink of bankruptcy. You're the one out there in the dark, Ted. As Congress begins its work in 1988, we desperately need a bipartisan commitment to get the job done right. You make all those hollow noises about the conservative agenda, but you really have no sensible agenda of your own. The liberal left is wholly bereft of creative solutions and new ideas. We have the ever-continuing battle to reduce the budget deficit. We must deal with trade problems. Our domestic energy industry is on the ropes. Your rambling does nothing to deal with those real problems. Nearly every poll taken indicates that the American public feels that the Republicans are best suited to deal with the nation's legacy of 50 years of your party's blowing the hinges off of Fort Knox. They're right. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.